The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
People will remember that on this show recently, we talked a little bit about comments made by Drew Harris in relation to drug driving. He suggested that some of the gains made in recent years in reducing levels of drink driving have been lost to the number of people drug driving, an increase in that regard. We wanted to find out exactly what this is like for Gardaí on the ground to deal with. So we sent who better than Henry McKean to find out. He has been talking to motorists and he has been embedded with the road policing unit. Henry, what did you discover?
Kieran, very interesting. And Drew Harris said recently, regrettably, we are now seeing things like drink driving, which was falling back and was on a long-term decline. Those gains have now been almost lost by that being replaced by individuals driving under the influence of drugs. And we wanted to find out a little bit more what it was like there on the ground. So we spoke with motorists and we travelled to West Meath, to the town of Delvin, about 10 minutes outside Mullingar. I got to meet Garda Lindsay Martin and Garda Chris Lynch, road policing unit. They're based out there and they set up a checkpoint. And within minutes, Kieran, the Gardaí stopped a car and they found many surprises. This road policing unit is based in Delvin, in quite a small town there, just on the Meath-West Meath border. And it comes down to, believe it or not, a can of deodorant was being sprayed in the car, and the guards found this suspicious.
So I'm just going to make a requirement today under Section 9 of the Road Traffic Act 2010 to provide me with a specimen of your oral fluid, okay, in a manner which I'm going to indicate you. This is a DW6S drugs wipe. I'm going to open it up here now. It's like a cassette, similar to that of a COVID test is what it would remind you of, if you remember them.
Right.
Okay, what this does is it tests for cannabis, benzos, amphetamines, methamphetamines, opiates and cocaine. I have to inform you, it is an offence to fail or refuse to comply with this requirement. There's a €5,000 fine or 6 months imprisonment or both fine and imprisonment. And do you understand, in simple language, ordinarily, this is a test for drug driving?
Right.
Yeah, you understand? Do you?
Yeah, perfect. Sorry, yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to remove this blue part of the cassette here. I'm going to ask you, in the manner of what I'm going to show you, would you run your tongue around inside your mouth 3 times on each cheek, like this? And then open your mouth wide and stick your tongue out. I'm going to contact these pads here. They're a pinky colour. They'll go yellow when they have enough saliva connected, okay?
Yeah.
So you can see they've changed colour because they've collected saliva, okay?
Right, okay, yeah.
So I'm going to put them into this device here. I'm going to click them in, okay? And then there's an ampule in here that has chemicals in it which will react with your saliva, okay? So I'm going to break that ampule now. You can hear it crunching.
Right.
Okay? So I count to 10. So I just ask you to remain in your vehicle here and we're going to wait for this. This will react with your saliva. It'll show red lines like a COVID test if there's positives for drugs. I'd ask you not to drink or take anything just for the moment, okay? My colleague's going to continue just doing her checks on your documents while I wait for this. Is that okay?
The man was spraying deodorant when you stopped him and you were a bit suspicious.
That's correct. So my colleague Lindsay stopped the vehicle just a moment ago. As we're conducting a checkpoint here outside Delvin, and as the vehicle approached, there was a strong, strong overpowering smell of deodorant, and then the driver admitted that he had just deployed a can of deodorant in the vehicle. Oftentimes that is done, in our experience, to mask something else they don't want us to smell. So from digging a little bit deeper then, we've discovered a few road traffic offences. He doesn't have his licence with him and a few other documentary offences. So we've invoked Section 9 of the Road Traffic Act. I've made a requirement of him here for his oral fluid, and I've done the test here now, and we'll know soon enough, within a couple of minutes, whether there is any drugs in his system.
Just a routine traffic stop. We're here at a checkpoint and I asked the gentleman for his driving license, but as soon as he opened the window of the vehicle, I could smell Lynx, or a very strong spray of some description. And when I brought this to his attention, I said, all I can smell is a spray coming from the vehicle. He had it in the side pocket, and he has admitted to us here the reason that he has sprayed that is because he does smoke cannabis, and just to mask the smell.
Oh, wow. That is really interesting. Hmm. I mean, the bang of Lynx sets off alarm bells for me in any situation. But that is fascinating, though, that they're so used to it that they realized, oh, my God, if there's a bang of Lynx Africa in the car, you've got problems on your hands.
Well, or any deodorant or aftershave. And I thought, you know, we use these things to try and mask smells of ourselves. But you know.
Well, we all do that, Henry, the odd time. You spray something to mask a smell you don't want others to experience.
And I can understand
to
why.
Experience, let's be
why?
Honest.
Because the smell of hash was so strong, you know, I can almost still smell it from my clothes now. It kind of stays with you.
So anyway, it was trouble for that fella, as we heard there towards the end of that clip. You spoke to other motorists as well in Dublin. I mean, what's the attitude to drug driving?
Yeah, it turns out it seems to be quite commonplace. I met this lady. She's now been drug-free and drink-free for the past 8 weeks. She's doing really well. She talks about driving with cocaine in her system.
So did you ever get behind the wheel?
Yeah, a good few times. I did.
With a bit of cocaine and alcohol in your system?
Yeah.
And does it affect your driving if you take a bit of cocaine?
Yeah, it does. Honestly, yeah, it does. Do you know, one time I had to ring my partner just to talk to me just so that I could concentrate on the road. Like, I come down the M50 every morning and you should see some of them flying in and out. And, do you know what I mean? They do be all over the place.
I know it's easy to get into a car, drive, you take it, doesn't affect you. It's the carnage that's left behind. It's easier to get drugs than get into a pub to get a drink.
You think?
Yep.
Like, let's say I wanted to get some drugs now, maybe a bit of cocaine, maybe some marijuana.
Over into that area, up into that area.
I could get it.
Drive home.
Everyone does it.
So they might have a bit of cocaine, they might have a spliff, and then drive.
Yeah.
How do we change attitudes?
You're not gonna. I don't think that'd happen.
I think it's here to stay.
Yeah.
Having a joint to be more popular than having a drink nowadays, might even argue. Yeah.
So, can I ask, is that a joint in your hand?
That's a joint. It's quite a big joint, don't lie, you know.
So, is it grass or is it...
Weed, yeah.
It's weed?
Yeah.
So, grown somewhere?
Yeah, I would say probably imported, I don't know.
Yeah, it's... I couldn't tell you, mate. But say...
I'd be saying any names right now, obviously, but...
So, that's quite a big spliff. Is it strong?
Decent, a lot strong enough for days now. Yeah. If you have, I wouldn't mind now, a little small joint, you still have all your... I don't think it slows down that much, but after a big huge joke, definitely stay away from the cars and shit like that.
I wouldn't be. That's...
You wouldn't go near the car?
I wouldn't step foot.
And do you think it's become commonplace to drug drive? To, you know, take some drugs and then drive?
Yeah, pretty common now, yeah. I'd say it's as common as drink driving was a few years ago.
Were you ever stopped by the guards at a checkpoint?
Yeah, I was. I stopped before and I got a swab around my mouth.
They swabbed you?
Yeah, swabbed for drugs, yeah.
And how did it go?
Yeah, all good.
Anything that impedes people's awareness is really a problem. And that can be drink, it could be drugs, it could be tiredness. No, basically, I think we need to be very careful, very aware of what people are doing and how they're approaching, what their level of consciousness is as they're driving. And a distraction with phones and things also needs to be dealt with.
It's very common. They're all doing it. Your judgment and all goes...
All right, so stay away from the car after a big spliff, as the two lads in the middle of that report suggested, Henry. How long were you with the guards before they caught somebody else?
Yeah, it was just a few minutes. This is the thing, I didn't expect this to happen. I thought perhaps I'd be hanging out with the guards all day. They did catch people before I met them and more afterwards. But just literally a few minutes, it was almost like as if I was in a movie, but it wasn't, it was reality. It was very, very quick, to be honest.
And we heard some of that as well in the first bit of audio that you played. I assume then a search is carried out in the vehicle, is it? Or on the people inside it? Talk us through what happens then.
So they caution this young man, well, middle-aged man, you could say, and he cooperated fully with them. And then they said, do you mind? Can we have a look through your car? Can we search your car? So they took him out of his car and then they put him in their special modified Jeep that had cameras all over it so it could pick up number plates. And by picking up a number plate, then they could search Kieran Cudahy to find out all your details, if you have any past criminal records, if you perhaps have any other charges against you or if you paid your tax on insurance. Amazing technology, just from a little camera. And they can find this out within seconds and they can do 50 cars within a minute. But yet they did the full search. They actually searched the motorist's car and they made a find.
Yeah, we found a vacuum packed... what this gentleman has admitted after caution that it is cannabis. And it's a long time since I've seen this. It's usually grass that we see, but it's actually a block of resin.
Lot. I mean, it's like a very large Mars bar.
Yeah. I haven't seen resin in a long time. It would have been the old style. They would burn it and smoke it, but this gentleman after caution has admitted he states it's for personal use, but there is a lot here. So this will be has turned into a bigger investigation, I suppose, than what we originally thought. So,
and a quite a big bag that looks like a bag of coffee, but you don't think it's coffee.
No, this gentleman has admitted that it is cannabis. He has stated it's for personal use, but it's a lot for personal use. This is just a routine traffic stop. We, as you well know, we're standing here maybe 5 minutes. Maybe the first car that I've pulled over, and it's due to this gentleman's actions himself that he has drawn the attention on this on himself, spraying the bottle. But the smell of this cannabis, if we'd have we invoked Section 23 of the Misuse of Drugs Act, because this gentleman has admitted that he does consume cannabis, so we have searched him under Section 23 of the Misuse of Drugs Act, including the vehicle that he's in, and this has been found in a backpack in the boot of the car.
And I'm smelling it. It's very strong.
Very potent, absolutely. When this gentleman stepped out of the car, the smell of the spray had kind of gone. You could smell it off his clothes. And in my opinion, this gentleman possibly smokes every day or regularly, I suppose. And the smell is coming from his clothes. And yeah, so there's two different kinds that I'm after finding now. One is grass and one is what we would have called resin, which is like exactly what you said. It's like a Mars bar.
So it's, you know, dense, thick, and the smell of it is so strong. So it's grass use, it's marijuana use, it's cocaine use.
Absolutely.
And it stays in the system on a Monday after the weekend.
Yeah, so the issue with this is, as this gentleman just said to us, was I don't smoke cigarettes, I don't drink alcohol, I smoke cannabis. And I said, I understand that. But if you have a drink on the weekend, maybe a Friday night, by Monday morning when you're going to work, the alcohol has left your system. If you smoke cannabis, this cannabis is lingering in your system, in your bloodstream. It is affecting your reaction time. If a child runs out in front of you, you mightn't feel the effects of the cannabis, but it's in your system, it's in your blood, and it is affecting your reaction time to react on the road if there's a collision in front of you, or a child, a dog, anything runs out in front of you.
So this is fascinating stuff, Henry, that you got to witness all of this. Beyond the bang of Lynx Africa, are there other kind of signs that the Gardaí would look for?
Yeah, I mean, the guards do have a sixth sense. They have a hunch, and sometimes you've got to go on that hunch. For example, Garda Chris Lynch talked about the school run and how there was some unusual driving going on ahead of him. So he thought, let's just keep an eye on that motorist. And then there was some more erratic driving, and he felt that they felt they had no choice but to perhaps pursue and pull over the driver. And yeah, they did find the fact that the driver was had a bit of a, you know, messy weekend, and there were drugs used still in his system. Here is Garda Chris Lynch again.
When we detect people who are drug driving, it's often from the simplest of road traffic offences that we cop them, and that comes from driver error, usually in the terms of, particularly what we see a lot of, it's cocaine. And what cocaine, how it affects a driver is, it gives them a sense of overconfidence, and it's often that simple thing like overtaking on hatch markings, or thinking I need to get where I go now, overtaking 10 cars at once, something silly like that, that gives them, gives us the tell to say there's something wrong with this driver. They're being agitated, they're over aggressive, there's no need for it. So we oftentimes we'll stop that driver, and when you speak to them, even you will see by their body language they're jittery, they're sweating profusely, they muddle their words. It's very easy to see somebody that is under the influence of an intoxicant.
We have the test here.
Yeah, so we're after conducting the DWS 6S drug wipe test, and it has revealed a positive for cannabis for this driver. So he is driving under the influence of intoxicant, and my colleague is arresting him currently in the background here. He's now under arrest under Section 48 of the Road Traffic Act for the offence of drug driving, contrary to Section 41A of the 2010 Act. He's been cautioned. He's coming with us now to Mullingar Garda Station, and we're going to obtain a blood sample from him, hopefully. That'll be posted off, and we'll know exactly what level of drugs he's at. Unfortunately, as an active member of the Roads Policing Unit, from what I'm seeing on the daily since December, even when we start here in Delvin, it makes me sad to say it, but there is a serious, serious problem with drugs and driving in this country, and I don't think we can ignore it anymore.
So it's everything. It's marijuana, it's cocaine, you name it.
Yeah, it's cocaine is very prevalent. Marijuana would be second to it, from what I can see. Last year we had 126 drivers detected under the influence of drugs. I would easily say 70% of that was cocaine. It's not just your local criminals that are taking this and the people that are using it. It's everybody. It's white collar people, if I can use that phrase. It's working class people. It's every single person that I can see. It doesn't seem to discriminate. There doesn't seem to be a set category of persons that are using it. It's everybody that's taking it.
Henry McKean, embedded with the Road Policing Unit in Delvin County, Westmeath. Henry, thank you very much. And thank you to Garda Lindsay Martin and to Garda Chris Lynch as well.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.